This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, I'm watching TV right now, and I'm watching the BLM protesters clashing with shoppers in Chicago. So they've got this. I know. I didn't do much of an intro, but I'm just floored by this. So they're facing inward towards the stores, the store windows and such, and they're grasping hands. They're locked. You know, they're locked in, not letting people in and or out of the store. Okay, and they're protesting Black Friday, right? They want to boycott Black Friday. They're protesting a stop Trump. I don't know how you stop Trump. He was duly elected. You know, they're just all over the place. And I'd love to have one of them on to say, do you understand this is why you lost? This is why you're not being taken seriously. You are blocking your people. In some cases, your people, blacks, African Americans, whatever you prefer to be called. You're blocking them from getting to work, from feeding their family, from making a day's pay. How in God's creation do you expect them to get on your side? Do you not have a job? Do you not have a place you have to be? Is your welfare check that lucrative? Is your government check that lucrative? Is your retirement check that lucrative? I mean, seriously, I want to know how you do this. And then... You want sympathy from the general populace. You want help from your own people and others, and you keep them from going into the store to buy stuff for their family members. And frankly, probably for the first time because of the amount of discounts they're getting, they're able to make these purchases to do these things. Right? Are you serious? Are you really that? I mean, I'm really curious. Are you really that brain dead? It's sad. And this is why we don't take you seriously. This is why we don't care about what you have to say. Because you're not honest. You're not real. It's not about equality. Equality. Not for you, anyhow. Here's a sad thing that happened, too. Recently here is the desecration of the Vietnam Memorial Wall. I don't know why you have to do this. To you thugs and morons out there, and do you people on the left that say, well, you know, they have a right to do it. You know, they have freedom of speech. No, they don't. You never have freedom of speech to desecrate, to damage somebody else's property. Okay, and frankly, this is somebody else's property. Yes, I know, it belongs to the government, it belongs to the public, but you know what, there's been private funds put up to take care of this. None of yours. I love some of you protesters don't do jack but do damage, and you think you're so righteous, so self-righteous. Too many Americans, Memorial Day, there you go, has become, it's simply the official start of summer, right? Grilling season, all that other crap and happy stuff. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, I'm going down the road and doing a story, and I'm thinking in my head, yeah, you know what, that's true. It's like we've turned every holy day. When I say holy, I'm not talking necessarily religious, Memorial, Veterans Day. We've turned those into big sale days. Right? We even have a start of the summer sale day for cars and such. and it's a day off. You know, some people get paid double time and a half or time and a half. We don't pause and reflect anymore. It's a moment for the appreciation. You know, how many of those Mark Dice clips or Jesse Waters clips that I play that show our young people have no clue, absolutely no clue, as to what the day means, what it's about, what they get for it. Why did it come about? They just don't have an inkling. But when it comes to the Vietnam War Memorial, how do you politicize that in any way? Now, I know a lot of these people think that the Vietnam War was an unjust war. We had no business being in it. They still accuse our Vietnam vets of killing babies. Those people, I'm going to say it, those people are just loons. Get over yourselves. They're just loons. These guys came back from Vietnam without a parade, without a happy. They were spit on. They were despised. And you don't even know. And the people that are spitting on them and despising them for the most part never went to war, never fought anything in their lives. They're Facebook warriors. They're wimps. I'm sorry. Some of you are going to take this the wrong way, and I don't even know how to deal with it, but yeah, I guess you'll have to. If the only place you ever fight anything is on Facebook, you're a wimp. You're a phony warrior. When you get out there and walk a picket line, when you get out there and put yourself in the news and you talk intelligently about the issues you have, that's a different animal. I don't know, I shouldn't promote somebody else's show, but I've been catching Tucker Carlson on Fox in the afternoons. I love his show. I'm a big fan now because he does exactly what I would love to do, although I'm not Fox, so I can't get some of these people on my show. But he does exactly what I would love to do, which is call somebody on the carpet when they lie. They flat out lie. And a lot of commentators won't do that. Tucker does it. And he's good at it, too. So when you look at some of this stuff, like, again, they desecrated the Vietnam. They should grab these punks. You know, this is where the lefties get really stupid and crazy. They should grab these guys and make them clean it. And clean it. Oh, you can't do that. You can't force. Yeah, yes, you can. You can. Any moron that does this kind of stuff, who desecrates these kind of memorials, yeah, I'd like to suspend this right. Forget the speedy trial. Get out there with a brush and clean the darn thing. I'm going to teach you how to clean up your mess. It's like this bonehead that went to what? North Korea? Oh, I've got to go for a break. God, I'm just getting rolling, too. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
But we'd have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Yeah, some of you take offense when I do that. Get over yourselves, okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know what? You got to get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you don't want to talk to me, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, you got to head over to the website, therealside.com. You grab my book up there. I've got a new book out called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. No, it's not an in-your-face-you're-wrong kind of book, but I do call out some things that you may want to think about, issues and things that, you know, some of you are new to the show. Some of you have been listening for years but kind of forget some of the things that I said. So I put it in writing. Let's see what you can do. And besides, it helps me. I need to buy some new shirts. Have you seen? I wear the same shirts. I need to buy some new shirts. Oh, you know, I make like a buck and a half off each book. So if I get up to 1 million books, I'll be a very happy camper. On this day, I don't do these that often because there's so many of them. I don't know which one actually is worth talking about. On November 25th in 1867, Alfred Nobel patented dynamite. See, that's surprising. So why would you take money, you know, because all these politically correct loons today, why would you take money from somebody who patented dynamite, who made dynamite, who wanted to hurt the people? right? So Alfred Nobel in 1867 patented dynamite. The let me see what else we got. Oh, 1884, J.B. Meyenberg received a patent for evaporative milk. Although that still kind of freaks me out. Oh, hey, this is a weird one. In 1947, movie studio executives meeting in New York agreed to blacklist the Hollywood Ten. These guys were cited a day earlier and jailed for contempt of Congress when they failed to cooperate with the House Un-American Activities Committee. Today, they would be hailed as heroes, would they not? You know, I mean, again, I mean, goofy little things that happened in history. In 1990, you know, hey, you know, this is a big deal. Poland held its first popular presidential election. That's kind of cool, don't you think? And in 1992, the Czech Parliament voted to split the country into separate Czech and Slovak republics. And that was the beginning of 1993. So, you know, we can, if we're left alone, humankind, mankind, we can do a lot of good things. Although some of you just like to harp on the bad stuff. You know, I mean, all right, so yes, I do talk about the bad stuff. I'm a radio commentator, for God's sakes. That's what I'm supposed to do. Anyway, the, because, you know, I always like to get, sometimes I get ahead of them, sometimes I don't. But we've got, let me see, we've got a, you know, I hate layoffs before Christmas. I wish there was a way for these companies not to have to lay anybody off until after Christmas. Although that probably wouldn't be too smart either because they end up getting all these bills. Volkswagen's going to be laying off 30,000 employees by 2020. Doesn't say where, though. You know, they have plans to this country, too. Probably all those fines that they had to pay. The Pennsylvania Industry Department is going to lay off up to 600 people. Univision, 250. First Solar, you know, all the green stuff we're told is doing so well, will do so well, is great. First Solar is laying off 1,600 people. That's not cool. Let's see, what else we got here? And I don't do this just to make you guys crazy. You know, it's there. Text. Now, some of these companies won't tell you. Right, Textron Aviation, large aviation company. They just have another round of layoffs, but they haven't come up with a number yet. I'm sure it's more than three, though, don't you think? General Motors is going to lay off another 2,000 due to slowing vehicle sales. And there's a shock. And then GM in Lansing, Michigan. Now the other GM, let me see, 2,000. Okay, 2,000 total, and then. Away from the 2,000, different, separate from the 2,000, another 800 in Lansing, Michigan, because that plant doesn't need to produce as many cars as it has been. Man, there's a boatload of layoffs going on here. Frontier Communications, another 1,000. Marvel Technology, another 900. Rico Electronics is moving their headquarters to Georgia. I can't read all these. But there is a lot going on. For those of you who think that Mr. Trump is going to move into the White House and have everything changed in the first 100 days. It's not. Do not set your expectations that high. Don't do that to yourself. Because now he starts getting information from the inside. He starts to see what's actually going on the inside, right? And seeing what's happening. And he has to make his decisions based now on real information, not on what the press puts out there, not on what he believes is putting out there. You know, I'm understanding, I haven't seen it yet, but some of the tickers say that Wall Street will have another record high today with Donald Trump in there. Oh, my God. Now, see, you sure this isn't like, I'm kind of confused because maybe this is not Donald Trump doing this. Maybe this is now all the things that President Obama put into place are now coming to fruition, right? You see what I'm saying? Right? I mean, because all the negativity was Bush's fault. So all I could think is now all the positive stuff. It's got to be Obama's, got to be credited to him. At least that's what he's going to tell you. Come on, guys. Think about this. You watch what I'm saying. This will have nothing to do with Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, it does. It has all to do with Donald Trump because some of the people, I don't care whether you like Wall Street, don't like Wall Street. Remember, a lot of them are creating jobs for us. So, you know, let's see it play out. I've got somebody complaining big time on what you guys wrote on one of my blogs, not blogs, Facebook feed, right? About the hate speech. Because somebody said Muslims were smelly. And along those lines, she felt all of that was just hate speech. You know, I love I love these people who troll sites like mine, pages like mine, to tell me how much hate speech we have and what we're doing that's wrong and what we're saying is wrong. And then you go and watch them, how they respond to Christians and white folk and everything else, and they think that's okay. And it's what I've been telling you forever. It's not an equality. It's control. They don't want equality. They want control. And once they get control or try to get control, right, they start making you feel bad. Look, they've already done it. You've already allowed them to let it happen. We've got young white people that feel bad about being white. They can't change it, but they feel bad about being white. Because they've done so many terrible things to the black and Hispanic communities. It's all the fault of the white folk. Don't you know that? This is out of control crazy. And you and I have to get control of this. You and I have to take a stance, not back down. Let them get up in your face. Keep your hands by your side. Let them get up in your face. And unlike all these other fake things that they're putting out there, fake attacks, we had another report that Bowling Green students lied about attack by Trump supporters. Is anyone surprised? This is their MO. This is how they do this. Right? They make people afraid. They make them uncomfortable. They don't want them to say anything. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, because I think this is worthy of a longer conversation. The fear and the bullying that they accuse us of. Right? The way you get somebody else on their toes, the way you get somebody else in a defensive mode is get them in that, call them the bully first, call them the racist first, call them the homophobe first. And then you put them on the defensive. We have to stop being on the defensive. Knock it off. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I hope you are enjoying, I don't know if you really can enjoy it, but I hope you're enjoying your turkey coma, if you would. You mean all that great, I mean, and everybody, I said it yesterday, you'll have to go back and get the Thanksgiving Day show if you wish. But, you know, everybody has their different tradition, right? Different food, different tradition. And I think it's cool. I do, personally. You know, I mean, if you're Greek, you probably had a lot of Greek-based foods. If you're of Italian descent like I am, you had some Italian-based foods. And that's what Thanksgiving is about, is giving thanks for the things that we have. If you don't believe in God, I guess you give thanks to your grandparents or whatever for, you know, setting it up for you. Because they did. You know, grandparents, your parents set up life for you, didn't they? Which is the way to go or not the way to go. That really doesn't matter. But anyhow, always appreciate. I want to give thanks. I give thanks. I don't want to give thanks. But, you know, some of you, the show plays at different times in different areas. Yeah, we're live on a group of stations, but then some of those stations replay it over the weekend or what have you. And I've had calls. Some of you leave messages. Out of Salem, Oregon, we've had KPJC, 1220 AM, if you're listening up there. We get messages from the listeners up there. I think it's great. Thank you for doing that. Also, KCAA in Southern California, they cover a big area. Not that the other ones don't, but you know what I'm saying. San Bernardino, Riverside County. Also, interesting two stations with the same exact letters. AM dial station. KHTS out of Los Angeles. I mean, you guys have sent me a lot of nice messages over the last few days. I just want to thank you for doing that. We also have, you know, if you listen from my, I try to hit some of the stations from time to time. KCLV out of is it Amarillo or Amarillo? Somebody please tell me. Or if you do it like a Texan, right? Is it Amarillo, Texas? That's right. And if you're out of Boston, it's Amarillo. You can't use the R, right? And a big shout out to KQTY Radio. There's more. I'll hit them later on. KQTY AM/FM out of Texas as well. Border, Texas. I don't even know where that is. I know. That's terrible. I do the best I can, guys. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website, my new book, Ramblings of a White Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, is there. And there's a lot of stuff that you hear on the show, but I elaborate a little bit more on it. And I think you need to get a copy of it. I think you need to, you know, it makes a great gift. If you got somebody that's kind of a little bit loony, the title will tee them off, and then maybe they'll read it. Maybe they won't read it. I don't know. But you got to try. You got to try to get these people under control. So more lies from the left. I don't know why they feel like they have to do this on a regular basis. You know, they accuse us of lying about voter fraud, and then voter fraud turns up. Right? They go on the attack that Donald Trump. I love all these people in the media that are screaming about Donald Trump. Donald Trump supporters doing all this nasty and bad stuff. And the reality is, who's doing the riots? Hello? Right? Even at the Donald Trump rallies, who was committing the violent crimes? And now we find out the Bowling Green student lied about the attack by Trump supporters. Remember that? Bowling Green police are exposing the Bowling Green State University student Alicia Long as a liar after she alleged concocted a story about being attacked by Trump supporters the day after his historic election victory. Long alleged on Facebook that she was walking down a street there near the school to ask for yard signs when three white males wearing Trump shirts yelled profanities at her. They threw rocks at her. But she didn't report that she did not report the incident to police. Now, Long Post drew a significant reaction online, which caught the attention of the Bowling Green police. Officers contacted the 24-year-old's parents, who said they had not heard from her since the incident. The campus police officer took long for police to take a statement, which is when her story began to fall apart, as they usually do. Think about the porn queen, right? All the women that said that he had groped them or tried to have sexual contact with them. That blew up the radio. That blew up newspapers. That blew up online publications, right? That he tried, that he attempted, that he said he was going to. Yet Mrs. Clinton covering for her husband did not blow up anything because they're on her side. Everything he does is going to be magnified 10 times, which means that everything you do needs to be magnified. You guys on the right, everything you do needs to be magnified 15 times. You get what I'm saying? You remember that? Remember the line from The Untouchables? They hurt one of your guys, you send one of their guys to the morgue. Think about that. You send the message. I'm not telling you to kill anybody. I'm not telling you to hit anybody. But what I am telling you is when you know they're bold-faced lying, I don't care if you need an army of 50 to start beating down on their posts and call them out. In proof. You got to have proof. You don't just say you just don't believe them, but you call them out. Because I always say the same thing to them. Look, if this person did this to you, I will call it out. Prove it to me. Tell me how it happened. Give me the exact story. They can't. They can't tell the same story twice. Now, a campus police officer took Long to the police for a statement, which is when the story began to unravel. Several times the complainant changed her story about what happened, where it happened, and when it happened. See, like I said, they cannot tell the same story over and over again. If it was real, if it happened, if it was burned in your head, it wouldn't change. Police then obtained a search warrant for Long's Facebook account and phone records to sort out her statement based on the information. It proved that she was not in the location when she said, hey, listen, you guys on the left, if you're going to lie about this stuff, how about you do it in using some of those brain cells that God gave you. And if you don't believe in God, using the brain cells that, Mother Nature gave you, okay? I mean, seriously, do you not know that phone that you have in your hand 24/7, the one you love so much, the one that does everything for you, is tracked. It's tracked 24/7. They know where you are, where you've driven. How do you think you reach the cell sites, you Maronis? When you dial that phone, it already knows what region you're in, what cell site to grab, what to do. And if you haven't figured that out, I don't know, maybe you shouldn't be driving. If you're that dull, maybe you just shouldn't be driving. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Let's look at some more of this, the common sense of the left. How about that? I don't know any other way to call it. So, you know, you've got all these teachers unions that want more money. They want this. They want that. You got all these school districts that say they need more money because they have to pay the teachers unions, and they have to pay this, and they have to pay that, and what have you. How about a superintendent that got a $27,000 bonus, even though student performance declines? You see, this is a little world that they live in. And they'll explain to you, see, you can't grade a teacher because it's just not fair. I haven't figured out why yet. And every reason they give us kind of falls apart. Indianapolis school board members awarded Superintendent Louis Farabee a massive $26,999 bonus on Thursday, the same day that the public learned student test scores fell by almost 4% last year. School board members, those at Ferebee's performance bonus, was only 77% of the possible $35,000 based on improving learning in the school district. How does that happen, though, if it falls? How does it improve? Did it not just fall? Oh, I got it. It didn't fall as fast as it was falling. Maybe that's it. Maybe he slowed it down. The 10 goals included redesigning and expanding district magnet schools based on demand and student results, creating autonomous schools, and improving student graduation rates and iRead scores. In February, the IPS board increased Ferebee's total compensation to more than $287,000 a year, including a base pay of $200,000. Now, see, what that includes is a whole bunch of stuff. They get Cadillac insurance. They get car allowances. They get more vacation time. They get all this stuff that actually brings it up. And for some of you, maybe not in the superintendent role, but in other roles in school districts, remember, they only work about 9 full months a year, maybe 10, but mostly 9. IPS students fell behind at a faster pace than students statewide in recent standardized math and reading tests released by the state officials on that Thursday. On average, the 3rd through 8th grade students lost 2.5% points. So how does one justify the bonus? That's what I want to know. How does one justify the fact that even though you're doing poorly, you're doing bad, you're doing nothing to change it as a whole, you're still... See, this is why you can't trust these public entities. This is why you can't trust government to make things better in these areas. They have a total 180-degree viewpoint of what reality is. You know, Michelle Rhee was doing a great job with the Washington, D.C. school districts, and they had to get rid of her. Why? Because she was making it work. And it made them look bad.
Your opinion?
You know, shut up. I didn't ask you, did I? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I got more frustrating stories for you on the other side.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. There are no free rides, people. Well, they sold us back in the 70s. Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look. We believe in capitalism on this show. Head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But the most important thing you can do there is you can buy the book. No, seriously. Buy the book. It's therealside.com. Well, it's not, the book isn't therealside.com. You got to go to therealside.com to buy the book. It's called The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It comes in several versions. For those of you who have e-books, you can get it PDF. So those of you who want it in color, the illustrations are done by A.F. Branco. You know him. He's plenty of our illustrations are done by him. You can get the color version. You can actually get the color version cheaper on my website. Okay? And I'll even sign it for you if you want me to. You've got to leave me a note, though. You've got to tell me you want me to sign it. Although I don't know why you'd want me to sign it. We have a black and white version there. You can also find it up on Amazon. You can find it up on Kindle. There's a gazillion places you can find the book. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, so, all right, I already did that one. I'm double-checking my stories here. So, apparently a bunch of liberal women have decided to go topless to protest Donald Trump. But here's the thing I don't understand. Do women really believe, or do these women really believe, by going the topless, bottomless, sideless, whatever, 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 it actually changes the mind of people? Oh, my God, she's her breasts are hanging out. It must mean she's serious about what she's talking about. I mean, where does that, on what planet does that make sense? Matter of fact, if anything, while you're walking around naked, I'm not thinking about the thing you're selling. I'm not thinking about the cause that you're pushing. And if you think all those 17, 18, and 9-year-old boys hanging around you, nodding their head up and down because you think you're getting through to them. Their mind is stuck on one thing. So I guess her name is Catherine Timp, who you'll see on Fox at Night quite often. She says that I think the chicks don't quite understand the meaning of protest. You usually do things that the people you're protesting would find annoying or distasteful. But showing off your boobs to protest Donald Trump, well, she says, I think that's just not going to work for you. So she went out and spoke to some of the protesters. Let's take a listen to what she had to say. All right? Let's see. Let's see if I can even get it to
play. Union Square Park as a protest of Donald Trump, and I'm going to try to figure out how exactly that works. I mean, it's a nice little Saturday. Normally I'd be at brunch, but like this is kind of like brunch. So I thought, what would really grab the public's attention?
Boobs.
Well, actually, I thought if there's two things Americans can't look away from, it's nudity and violence.
Yeah.
You know when you're like driving and you see a car crash by the side of the road and you don't want to look, but you have to?
Yeah, and if there's boobs in the car crash.
I was prepared to go completely naked, but New York has a law against that, which is too bad because my pubes are shaped in an H right now.
An H for what?
For Hillary, for Still With Her. But.
That's very feminine.
But as a.
Did you guys catch that? Her pubes have been shaved in an H. Right? Because that, I'm sorry, how many people has she slept with to get them to see the message? Why does that make a difference? I mean, what do you go to a bar, you go to a club, and you go, hey, guess what? My pubes are shaved as an H right now. So you got to vote for Hillary. I mean, seriously. And really what would have been funny is if the person doing the shaving was a Trump fan. Right? I mean, is this a little over the top? Am I being too conservative here? How whacked do you have to be to have your pubic hair shaped in the logo of the person you're going to vote for? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Anybody else find that whacked? Let's go on.
It turns out I can't show them, so now I'm all itchy for nothing.
That sucks.
That's it.
Razor burn.
Yeah.
You could say anything to Trump. What would you say?
Did you really want to be president?
What's going on over here? Sir, are you mad?
Facts are important.
Are you mad?
Facts matter. You're just...
He's totally ignoring her. He's making believe like she doesn't even exist.
I don't know. I think he's mad. Seems like he had a good shopping day, though.
Anyone who is with us, you don't have to be naked. You just have to say...
Good, yeah. I'm going to march. I feel like this kind of thing isn't necessarily shocking to me because I live in New York, but I feel like this is probably not what, like, Milwaukee's like. They are correct that people walking down the street do seem to be noticing the boobs. But boobs...
Huh? Boobs? I like boobs. I love boobs.
I want to see change in America.
The boobs. And Monica Lewinsky is a hero. Can't stand him. I voted for Hillary, but does not matter. It's over with. God forbid someone snipes him from a roof or something, and I don't wish that, but I believe in my heart.
You seem to have thought about the specific scenario.
No, I didn't think about it. No, I've been... Me, we're talking about it on TV, about it.
I don't know what's more difficult, to, like, get him to stop talking? Traffic? No.
Now, think about this. You got people on the left talking about sniping him from the roof. That's not hate speech, right? Right? That's not hate speech. None of that. I find it amazing. I find it amazing that they get away with this. I've got somebody on my site that writes, on my Facebook page, that writes, Muslims are smelly. And somebody wants to bring me, they want to call that hate speech. So talking about sniping him for the roof, totally different, right? Like I said, they don't want equality, they want control.
Oh, traffic couldn't do it.
Did you vote?
He's the president, whether you say he's not your president or not, he's still the president.
Well, do you think the boobs might change it?
No, they look ridiculous.
It must be a pain to live there these days.
You know, it's really funny because, again, this is, what's her name? I watch her and I get a kick out of her, Catherine Timp. And she's always on Red Eye on Fox.
And they're kind of, you know, off color, kind of funny on the show. But, you know, she goes out there and she's showing how ridiculous these people are. Right? I mean, showing your boobs, having all these girls standing around naked or half naked, talking about how Trump, how Trump treats women. I mean, come on. Anybody see how asinine this is?
Did you support Trump?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so, but now that you saw these boobs on the street, maybe you changed your mind.
Absolutely not.
Make America great again, baby! Let's go!
Do you think that the, like, nudity is an effective...
So, I wonder if I went and showed my boobs on the street. You think I could get somebody to change their mind? Seriously. Because, you know, some of us guys, we have boobs. We have man boobs. You think it would have the same effect?
Do you think that the, like, nudity is an effective measure, particularly?
Nudity? No. I mean,
I would like to think that.
You see this person sexually harassing me with their breasts in my face.
I wonder how that would go over, right? See, you're allowed to be nude in New York if it's an artistic thing, but not during a protest. How come nobody's being arrested? You realize if that was us on the right, we'd be arrested.
Talking about Steve Bannon, who just said evil is good.
Jesus,
he's crazy.
Oh, not good, right? I mean, listen to these disgusting people.
Jesus did.
I'll tell you why Jesus f***ed men, because there was no such thing as homosexuality or monogamy back then. So Jesus, he put his f***ing butts and he had f*** in his butt. Jesus?
I don't know about Jesus. I don't know about Muhammad.
Why is Jesus involved?
And this is how you rep.
Are these sick people? They got to talk about the sexual preference of Jesus. You see what I'm talking about? You can't take any of these people seriously. Jesus had male parts in his butt, and Jesus put his male parts in the... So Jesus had sex with anything that walked, apparently, and let anything that walked have sex with him. And then she says she knows about Jesus. And that's not hate speech, right? No, seriously. If we said that about Muhammad, you'd have care picketing your home. Now, wouldn't you? These people are sick. They're just sick.
This has devolved into speculation about the sexual activity of Jesus. So far, no one's changed their mind because of the boobs. Reporting live.
She's great. I got to give her credit. She did this one upright. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Stuff like this just drives me wild, doesn't it? It makes me nuts. There's no reason for this. There's no reason for them to get this nasty, this dirty. If we did it to them, though, it would be a whole different story now, wouldn't it? Right? They would be all over you like white on rice. They would talk about how much hate you have, how nasty you are. So at the top of the next hour, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about how mocking liberals, traumatized by the election, is now being investigated as hate crimes. Do you see why the word hate crimes, or the term hate crimes has taken on absolutely no meaning whatsoever? It means absolutely nothing at this point. I mean, seriously. And why should it? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.